Hello, this is Carrie. While the episode title sounds a bit strange, it introduces a couple of practical things I've found to be so true often in my life. Being in the right place at the right time, and also being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Let's first talk about putting yourself in the right place at the right time. While this isn't always in your control, it is most of the time. Most of the time, you are responsible for your own fate. Well, of course, this is not always the case. If you follow this thought, this principle, you'll find good things tend to happen to you. I'll give you an example. All right. Comes top of mind. In graduate school, I didn't even get on the in-school interview schedule for the job I wanted. I really wanted it. Rather than accept defeat, I showed up at the right time, an hour before the interview schedule started, and waited for the interviewer to show up. He showed up 30 minutes before the interview schedule started and agreed to talk with me. He hired me, and it ultimately started my professional career. Some people will say, you got lucky. No, I didn't. I was in the right place. I put myself in the right place at the right time. Think of things that you've done that have been like that, because I'm sure you can. But if you're not doing it, find a way to put yourself in the right place at the right time, and then just do that. Now let's talk about avoiding being in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's also something, you know what? It's up to you. Many people blame fate for being in the wrong place at the wrong time. And yeah, it's sometimes obviously the case. It's, you know, it can happen. However, oftentimes it's the individual's fault for being there. Okay, here's a good example. A person I know was at a party in the woods where there was underage drinking. They weren't supposed to be at the party, and they were out past their curfew. Okay, sounds like the choice was made to be at the wrong place at the wrong time. They made the decision to do this themselves. The individual did make the right choice, though, that night, and they decided not to drink beer. However, and they were at the time, they were under the age of 21. However, at the time, they succumbed to peer pressure and held a beer in their hand. So they, you know, whatever, looked like they were cool or whatever. Unfortunately, the police also found this party. As the rest of the crowd dispersed, this person stood there with the beer in their hand. Wrong place, wrong time. Needless to say, this individual had problems with both the police and his parents. You might guess who it is, but maybe you won't. I'll leave it to your imagination. What happened to this person? Certainly not good things. They survived, but you know what? They were in the wrong place at the wrong time. I'm sure you can think again of things that you've done that are consistent with this, but hopefully you get the point. There's many factors involved in making the right and wrong choices, and they are yours to make. Life is not as random as you may believe, so understand the ramifications of the choices you make. Those choices that you make, again, can't guarantee everything's going to go right, but surely you can put the odds in your favor if you're in the right place at the right time and not in the wrong place at the wrong time. This is Carrie Siegel asking you once again to please not only take control of your money before it takes control of you, but also take control of your life before it takes control of you.